Hello and welcome to the Carnegie and Murrumbeena Report. It's November 2023. I'm Gary Peer.
And I'm Lior Samuel. How are you, Gary? You good?
Very well. Good to see you. Sometimes it takes this for us to actually catch up because we were so busy just running around like crazy people. I think we should rename this the Murrumbeena Carnegie Report.
I think you're absolutely
because
right.
Because what's going on in Murrumbeena, just stay tuned because we're going to tell you about some stuff that's going on there that is going to actually shock, excite, inspire and enthuse you. If I could say that, because it's we've just set a record there. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just talk a little bit about the market, what's going on, because we have been very busy.
We have, Gary.
And it is probably now the busiest time of year. I think we've had our busiest month in October, and a strong October. A little bit of interest rate rise, and maybe one other to come. Has it affected the market in any great way, in your view?
Not necessarily. I think investors looking at it, they're getting higher rents, so there's an expectation there from a rental increase perspective. You know, I think that if once you have consecutive rate rises, that's more of an effect with a bit of a break, which we obviously saw a big uptick in the market. But traditionally, Gary, as we know, spring, there's always more supply and things are transacting, which is always positive.
It is positive. Things are transacting. There's plenty of people around. Our last weekend was around 70% clearance rate, which is pretty solid, really, still. And I mean, we've been a bit spoiled.
It's not like we do 7 out of 10 anyway.
No, I know. We have big numbers.
If we have that, it's like on benchmark, but we do serious volume.
I get it. I mean, we had 80% out of some like 40 auctions weeks ago. Even a few of those have sold since. And we had a week, you know, maybe a month ago or so, where we had 100% clearance rate with, you know, a lot of auctions.
And it wasn't one from one, was it?
It wasn't one from one. So it's been really exciting. And of course, a lot of people don't always know what happens to those past properties, but they get cleaned up and swept up pretty quickly afterwards. So we seem to every year run with around about a 95% clearance rate of all homes given. But the market's feeling okay. I mean, there are people, of course, affected by the interest rates, and you know, that might ripple through in some way, shape or form, but it hasn't really been significantly effective as yet in terms of any negative way. So that's what's going on. It is an interesting, interesting time. And I think the last time we recorded was around the grand final time. We haven't been speaking for a while. And of course, all those lovers of Collingwood, well, congratulations to you. It's hard to say that as an Essendon man and as a Carlton man, but you know what? Maybe next year.
We had a foot, and we just finished over the horse racing season as well, the spring carnival. How'd you go, Gary, this year?
Well, I had a good Derby Day. I think I told you about that. I actually backed a big outsider on Derby Day, just a small amount, but a small amount and a big outsider could be very nice. Now, I've given most of that back, not all of it yet, but it'll go back. So for once, I actually won, but that won't stay that way for long. And the Melbourne Cup, I got the sweep actually a few times, which is lucky.
I saw you on that $2 sweep.
I know.
I think you took
the
field there.
I cleaned up. Well, I didn't want to take the field. I just said to our office, look, if you've got any tickets left
Gary
over.
Gary Peer, $2 entry, takes the field, gets first, second and third and last place. So well done on that one too.
I said, just in case you want to get rid of some tickets and still have it, I'll take whatever's left. Well, of course, I get the winners, don't I? And then I'm in trouble. So everyone will be thinking, oh yeah, it's the bloody Gary show, isn't it, with the sweep, the horses. Anyway, I did get a bit lucky. Maybe I'll just stick to the sweep from now on.
No, to put that into context, we're a big office now. How many are within the Gary P group now? We've got over 100 people, so you can't just have 24 groups. There was four or five sweeps.
But I actually won three of them or something crazy. Anyway, and I did like Without a Fight, which was good fun. Lior, how was your season? Did you have a winner? Or
I did. Well, we're fortunate to have a horse that ran. We're involved in a syndicate that ran on Cup Day as well. But yeah, a bit of fun. Yep. But you know what? Good to have a break on the long weekend. But after that, spring for us real estate agents in November, 100%. It's always very, very busy.
100%.
And I'm looking forward to what's ahead till the end of the year.
Well, we'll be seeing the year out now. It's a crazy time. There's lots going on, lots of exciting things going on. And there's some great offerings. And it's going to be a very late year.
Yep.
We are going all the way through
to the 16th.
16th and 17th of December. So if you're wanting to buy, you are lucky to get a smorgasbord of fine offerings still coming at you right through into December, into mid, almost late December. And if you're wanting to sell, you pretty much have to put this on pause now. Just pause this and ring Lior or me because
we'll get your photos happening in a few days and we're all good to go next
week. Absolutely right on the cusp.
Then it's 2024 and we're getting busy too.
We are getting some
auction slots are booking
for
up.
Those that want to sell in 2024, we are already frantically booking auctions in February and March and some even in April. So if you're wanting to go forward, give us a call and we'll be very, very excited to get you on the market with us.
Well, why don't we cover off on a few sales, Gary?
Good idea. Sounds good to me. We did promise to talk about Murrumbeena. We're going to in a minute, but let's talk about maybe Nearham Road, 1207 Nearham Road. That one sold, Lior.
It was a competitive auction, yeah. So we have, I think, about four bidders go for that one in the end. Sold for $1,160,000. Fabulous single level unit. We always talk about how popular they are, like small homes, house size proportions, and that one went really, really well.
We love the Twilight auction, don't we, Leo? And we've had some beauties. Newman Avenue in Carnegie was one of those, which sold under competition for $1,270,000.
Yeah, you've got to love a Twilight auction, for the fact is that, you know, there was no distractions in terms of other competing listings around. That was a great auction. We had three bidders. We called it inside just before it started to rain. Sold for $1,270,000 to a lovely owner occupier.
Aviv joined forces with Mark Wynn, and when they do, anything can happen. And it did happen in Wimmera Street, 19A Wimmera Street. Seven bidders at that Twilight auction. Crazy stuff.
Probably a crowd of about 150 people there that Thursday night, Gary. But yeah, you've got to love one of the pairs with a bit of a land content to it. Only two bedrooms. Sold also to a local buyer. Sold for $1,216,000. Pretty strong result.
Leo, Shoalhaven Homes, one of the best names and most reputed builders in the area who do only the finest of quality, have given us and turned over a beautiful unit for us to sell. And lo and behold, it sold, and that is 15B Tattenham Street in Caulfield East. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, Gary, that sold before auction for $1,735,000. It's a subdivision of three. James from Shoalhaven does the best terms of fit out there, the quality second to none. And absolute ripper of a townhouse. And the good news is we've actually got another one, which we'll talk about after. But yeah, if you're looking for a quality build in the area, check this one out.
Leo, let's move up to some of the prestige sales of the area. Always a great pleasure to represent a real estate agent. And it was a real estate agent that owned 27 Augusta Street, Glen Huntly, which we've just sold.
Yeah, so that's a lovely home, Gary. I love Augusta Street, you know, being a cul-de-sac location. I lived in the parallel street for many years in Glen Huntly. And we always sell the, you know, the top-end homes in Glen Huntly, and we were trusted to sell this one and ended up selling before auction for $2,685,000.
Thank you to the delightful vendors that gave us that opportunity. And that is a fabulous home, and it was sold once before by us, thankfully. And hopefully the people who are in there will enjoy it, but not for too long, and hopefully they'll sell it again. Now, let's do a little bit of a drum roll if we can. Get the video producers to put a bit of a drum roll. A record price has been established in Murrumbina by a record-breaking agent. His name is Christian De Vries, and he loves to make big sales in Murrumbina.
He does, Gary.
He's looking forward to making one at $4 million, and this one at 31 Murrumbina Road, Murrumbina, sold for $3,800,000. Tell us a bit about this masterpiece home.
Yeah, so Gary, a residential sub, Murrumbina residential house sale there. So we're very proud of that. Christian knew the client for many years ago when he sold a few doors down for not the same price, but sort of a large end home. It was special. The land size was in excess of 1,000 square metres, but you know, these unique offerings don't come up often. I managed to know a buyer that was sort of looking. I bid for them recently at some other stuff, and it was sold in an off-market fashion. So private sale with a list price, bit of a negotiation back and forth, but we got there in the end. But suburb record, $3.8 million for a residential house in Murrumbina, and credit to Christian De Vries for sourcing the business and getting it over the line.
Well done to you, Christian. Congratulations, and congratulations to the buyer and seller alike. The seller who sold something beautiful and a buyer who's very, very excited to have bought one of the best offerings in Murrumbina, in fact, the best offering in Murrumbina probably ever. Let's go through some of the other properties that we have listed, because there are some beauties, and we've got one in Truganini Road, Carnegie, coming up. Take us through that.
Yeah, that's a lovely modern apartment, the Spice Apartments. That one's going really, really well. It's tracking, I think it's going to sell well. Graham's got the auction honours for that one, and I think, yeah, it should be a competitive auction.
That comes up this weekend, as does Rothschild Street in Glen Huntly. This is a fine-looking home. I think Philip was talking about this on GPTV, saying he made you stop and get him into that home because he was so excited to see it.
Yeah, you've got to love Graham. You got to love Philip doesn't have enter into a key code. He's pretty good at auctioneering, but I always worry about the keypad. But anyway,
keys aren't his strength.
That's exactly right.
No career as a locksmith there.
But yeah, Philip loved this one, but so do Viv and I. I've been trusted to sell this home. You got to love a brand new Carter Grange home side by side in a fabulous pocket of Glen Huntly there. All brand new, all ready to go. And it's an interesting story, Gary, because the vendors themselves love the area so much. That was their old family home, sort of an 80s style home. Instead of looking for something different, they actually knocked down their old home and built two beautiful side-by-sides, living in one and then selling the other one.
We're doing a lot of work in Hughesdale. It's a great suburb, and we love working it. And
we've
got a number of listings coming up. We just sold something on Poth Road, which I had the pleasure of auctioning with Jan Dosen. But you're going to have the pleasure of seeing a sale happen in Elibana Avenue in
Huesdale. Yeah, so we talk about twilight auctions. This one's scheduled for a twilight auction as well. We're expecting good interest with this one. You've got to love those two-lot subdivisions, Gary, the old weatherboard home at the front.
Yep.
Not everyone needs an old, big, old Aussie backyard. So this one here has got, you know, really well-maintained. It's got low-maintenance gardens and a fabulous position in Huesdale as well.
Graeme Callan loves Carnegie. He's Mr. Carnegie himself, too, at 40 Neville Street, coming onto the market for auction. Tell us a little about that, please.
Well, we always talk about him. Graeme's entrusted to sell this villa unit on behalf of a lovely vendor there. And, really strong interest as well. Not many villas, funny enough. You talk about a spring market. They've been really tightly held, Gary. Yep. A few more apartments have come on, but villa units still as popular as ever.
Can't shake people out of them. Nearham Road, Carnegie 302 at 323 is being handled by Mark Wynne. You're the auctioneer for that.
Yes, I am. And we sell a lot of apartments, but what I love about this one is being on the third level, being apartment 302. It's got amazing views, sort of northwesterly aspect, Gary, so of the city. And it's perched above, only three on the floor, but it's a fabulous one. If you want something with a bit of an aspect, a lovely terrace in a well-maintained block near you, go for it.
Jerry Rafferty, heard of him, a musician?
No,
he has a very famous song. He winds his way down Baker Street, one of the best riffs of the 70s. Yeah. And this time we're at 3 Baker Street, Murrumbina. You're going to be auctioning this. Christian DeVries handling it.
Yes, 3 Baker Street, a lovely position there. That whole area changed, Gary, when they rezoned it to the McKinnon School Zone. Started last weekend, really good numbers in terms of turnout last week. But it's a lovely home as well, and a subdivided block should go well.
If you want to get out at Lamington and add an E to it, Leor, you'll have Leamington Crescent, and that's our final one we're reviewing today. This time, Leamington Crescent in Caulfield East. Tell us about this four-bedroom.
So it's the same subdivision as I covered off in the sale one before that we sold in Tatnam Street. This is the bigger of the lot on the corner.
Shoalhaven home.
Pretty much same fit out done by Shoalhaven. But what I love about this one, it's for the buyer that wants that extra amount of outdoor space because it's literally on the corner. It's got this full wraparound garden area as well. Study area, rumpus retreat, and it's a fabulous offering. And the quality, as I mentioned before, is definitely, and I'll say it again, second to none.
Somewhere in that high ones. That is a big wrap of our offerings and our sales and a market review of what's going on in Murrumbina and Carnegie. We'll flip it around just for this edition. And well done again to Christian, who's set a record in Murrumbina. There's a lot happening. Some new people in the office as well, which is exciting. We'll talk to you a bit about them as well in our next edition or next year. But we will continue to bring you all of the real estate news that's happening in and around Carnegie Murrumbina with Mr. Murrumbina, Carnegie himself, Leo Samuel. It's been good to see you again. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Gary Peer.
And I'm Leo Samuel. Have a fantastic week.